federal parliament will soon vote on the second tranche of the government's national security laws, the so-called foreign fighters bill that we were examining in depth yesterday. This includes stronger powers for ASIO and the outlawing of travel to certain no-go zones. Well, today we're going to look at the third and final instalment of the terrorism crackdown, the data retention laws, which would see metadata, private phone and internet records, retained for up to 2 years. The Green Senator, Scott Ludlam, is spearheading a campaign against this regime, which opponents claim will place each and every Australian under surveillance. Scott Ludlam is in our Parliament House studios. He's speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Scott Ludlam, good morning.
Good morning.
Senator, first of all, can you define for us metadata? What is it and what it's not?
Well, the way that the government has been defining it is that it's everything except the content of the communication. So it's everything except the content of the phone call or the email, which is sort of a negative definition, if you like, which actually takes in a huge amount of digital material.
But it's not web surfing, is it? I mean, the government wouldn't be able to retain data with regards to particular websites a person has surfed.
Well, they would be able to. They've had a number of different positions as to whether they want to or not. I think my interpretation of what's going on is that they're not going to go for that this time, but I think it's entirely likely that they'd come back for it later.
So what we're talking about here essentially is warrantless mass surveillance. Now, we know, courtesy of Edward Snowden, that the United States retains metadata. It's also been tried in European countries. Has it been shown to be an effective tool against terrorism?
No, it hasn't. And I'd contest that it's even a national security bill. You know, in your intro, you sort of twinned it up with the ASIO bill, which has been a bit of a disaster, and the foreign fighters bill, which is probably before us next week. The data retention bill, if it's tabled next week, has more to do with Centrelink and law enforcement and all the other range of agencies than anything particularly to do with national security. In Germany, where they had a data retention regime for a couple of years, it made no difference to the clearance rate for crimes before the European Court of Justice threw it out. So I really don't understand why Australia is plunging down this path.
So you don't necessarily think that this is a counter-terrorism measure? If it's not, what's going on here? What's the government's intention?
Look, there's no question that national security agencies use metadata and use warrantless surveillance for their work. And I've got no essential problem with it being used. It's a useful tool for law enforcement and anti-corruption agencies as well. The problem is that it's entirely warrantless. And we discovered as a result of reporting over the last couple of days, more than 500,000 of these warrantless accesses made every year, vastly more than in other countries with larger populations. And it's effectively a system that's a bit out of control. And now the government is proposing to trap and store, or force telecommunications providers to trap and store, huge new amounts of this material. So effectively making worse a situation that already requires reform.
But with regards to the government tapping into this material, I'm just trying to drill down with you exactly what material would be accessed. I mean, the government has likened storing metadata to storing the information written on the outside of an envelope, but not on the inside, which is private. So yeah. If the metadata doesn't include the content of any communication, how much of an invasion of privacy is it really?
It's a huge invasion of privacy. Any time a government spokesperson refers to envelopes, you know they either don't understand the technology or they're trying to impede your understanding. If you stack up millions of these envelopes, or even thousands or even hundreds of these metadata so-called envelopes, you can build a very complete picture of somebody's life. From their location, everywhere they take their mobile phone, their entire social network, you can infer all kinds of things about financial transactions. You can build a really complete picture of somebody's life.
But who's to say that that information about a person's life would be handed over to the law enforcement agencies?
Well, that's why they want it. I mean, we know because it's reported every year, the agencies who access this material. And it's an extraordinary variety. It's everybody from local councils all the way up to ASIO.
Sure, but ASIO, for example, George Brandis's office is saying that law enforcement agencies would only be allowed to access this telecommunications data where it is reasonably necessary for the enforcement of the criminal law. So doesn't that set a fairly high bar for the police and for ASIO? They will only have the power to obtain this information if they suspect a crime is being committed.
Yeah, that's one piece of the puzzle. The other piece, which Senator Brandis for some reason eternally forgets to mention, is that you can also get a hold of this stuff if you're an agency that's in charge of protecting public revenue. And that's how councils and the RSPCA and the Victorian Taxi Directorate can get hold of it as well.
And that's the current situation.
That's right, yeah. So effectively, you've got a situation where you fill out a two-page piece of paperwork. You don't have to go to a judge to get a warrant. You don't have to fill out an affidavit. You just give it straight to the phone company or the internet company, and they have to hand it over. So it's a system that has very, very low regulatory threshold already, and now the government is proposing to force providers to retain this material for a period of years. That's why effectively it was rolled back in Europe. It wasn't seen as being helpful, and it was seen as being a grave violation of people's privacy.
But the government is persisting with this metadata retention. George Brandis hopes to introduce the legislation next week. The Communications Alliance has estimated the regime would cost about $700 million to implement. Scott Ludlam, just finally, is that figure on the money, and who do you think would end up paying for it? Would it be consumers?
Well, inevitably it's consumers, either through our taxes or through higher phone bills. And what it amounts to is hundreds of millions of dollars worth of surveillance tax. I don't think the government came to power promising to introduce a surveillance tax, but that's what it amounts to. As to the estimate, I think because the government still hasn't defined exactly what it is they want, we'll probably see those estimates change as the government finally puts a bill into the public domain. My call is to the Labor Party is to not support this madness. Don't do what you did after the passage of the ASIO bill and express regret. Fight it now and stand up with people right across the community who are fighting it, rather than looking back with a regret saying, we just made another mistake.
Okay. Scott Ludlam, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Green Senator Scott Ludlam speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.